on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean.
Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly 3-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700 or email info@newsreelmag.org.
Or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
has been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll...
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show, the hottest show on the radio. This is Michael. This is your host. Welcome aboard. We've got a show for you tonight. Yes, we do. We've got a great show for you tonight. And let me just tell you, it's all about Memorial Day. Welcome. Marines are here. That was a Marines hymn, and my son, our son, Brian, he was a Marine, and God bless, he came home from Desert Storm. He's, matter of fact, he was with us yesterday. But I want to mention two people before we start the show, and anybody wants to call up and give shout-outs like I'm giving shout-outs, you're more than welcome. By the way, the phone number before you go further, 407-894-1680. Let me repeat it, 407-894-1680. The two people I want to start off talking about, both were servicemen who have passed away. First, we'll talk about my father-in-law. He died last month. He's buried in...
March 30th.
What, huh?
March 30th.
March 30th, he died. Mm-hmm. And he was in the Second World War. And he's buried in a place called Bushnell, which is... All the veterans,
it's
all
the National
Florida
Cemetery.
National
Cemetery.
What
I say? Yeah. It's called the Florida National Cemetery.
Florida, yeah, isn't it Bushnell? Is that called
it
Bushnell?
It is in Bushnell.
Oh, it's in Bushnell. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other person I want to talk about is our dear friend, Joseph Matakonis. He was in Army, the same as my father-in-law, except he was a major, and he's buried in Arlington. He's the husband of Nancy Matakonis.
And he served during the Korean War.
So those are two people that we want to shout out today. And if you have any shout outs, please call in and let's hear from you. The phone number again is 407-894-1680. Right to my right, the young lady who I have to say, I was a very smart young man when I asked her to marry me because she's the love of my life. Don't know what I would do without her. Lynn Golder, my co-host. Lynn Golder, you there?
I certainly am here. Welcome, everybody, to our annual Memorial Day tribute, Memorial Day weekend tribute, to our May 26, 2019 show. Yep.
And to my left, the young man who is our co-host, and he happens to be a veteran. He happens to be a CB, Gary Sinclair, co-host.
Navy CB.
Thank you, Michael. And yes, I'm here, and I'm glad to be here every Memorial show.
It's like old home week, Gary.
Pardon?
It's like old home week.
Absolutely.
You know what? I remember the first time you went on the air with us when we were at another station in Orlando, when you were all dressed up in your...
In my CB greens.
Yeah. I have a picture of that, actually.
Yep.
Yeah.
And behind the scenes, we have the young man. Without him, we can't have a show because he is the producer. He's the engineer, the man with the mostest. His name is Chris Shaw. Chris, you there?
Hey, hey, hey. Howdy, howdy, howdy. You know, I serve.
What?
Serve dinner. What,
yeah,
dinner?
You're right. I served a lot of dinner in my time.
Served a lot of dinner. I got that one, Chris.
Yeah, but congratulations going out to all our military personnel, those that served. My grandfathers were both part of the military, the Army and the Navy, I believe.
And to his... I don't know if you left or right.
She's to his
left. She right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
The young lady who takes your calls, answers the calls, and doesn't give you much grief when you call in. Her name is Charlotte Massey. Charlotte, you're there.
I'm here. Hello, everyone.
They hardly hear you, Charlotte.
Chris, you got to bring that mic closer to her. There you go.
I'm here. There. Good evening, everyone.
Charlotte, you have any shout-outs today?
Well, I'm from a military family. I had two brothers. Well, I have a sister that was a Marine, a brother that was a Marine, and a brother in the Air Force, two brothers in the Army, wow. And I served in the Army as well.
So. Yeah, you got a lot of folks.
Absolutely. You and your husband decided to marry you?
Oh, and my husband was a Marine as well.
So. Oh, okay, then never mind.
I didn't know Mike is a Marine. Oh, man. I didn't know he's a Marine.
You like said that. Mike was a Marine?
Yes, Michael was a Marine.
No kidding.
Or is a Marine.
We knew he was in the service, but we didn't know he was a
Marine. He's no longer serving, but he's a Marine.
Okay.
He's a veteran.
Well, you know what they say, once you're a military person, you always military.
Y'all family.
Yeah.
All
Gary said y'all family.
Okay, so now, before I go any further, I want to give a shout out to a young man. I don't know if he's ever in the service, but he's a nice guy who lives in Seattle, Washington. His name is Mark. Mark, if you're listening, thanks for coming on board and be part of the show. Like to hear you sometime call in. That's Mark from Seattle, Washington.
Gary, how about you? You have any shout-outs?
I got a shout-out to my son. I hope he's going to be listening to my show, Wayne. He's supposed to be listening to my memorial show. He always does. And Braden should be out there, my grandson, listening. A shout-out to my grandson, Braden.
Hey, Braden.
And his father was an Army guy, right?
And his father is now active duty Army as a sergeant.
He's a sergeant in the Army.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
At Fort Hood.
In Fort Hood, that's Texas.
That's right.
Lynn,
you got some shout-outs.
Don't you have a shout-out?
You always got a shout-out.
No, actually, I don't. But do I have time? I've got 2 minutes. I think I could read
this.
You've
got 2 minutes. Say it. Do it. Do it, girl.
Do it. I don't know if I can read it in 2 minutes.
She's the boss.
But our friend Dale Chesko from Lighthouse Central Florida, he works at the front desk there when you walk in. He wrote this 2 years ago, asked me to read it again. It's a Memorial Day remembrance. And I will read it verbatim. This American tradition of remembrance of our fallen men and women in uniform is currently referred to as Memorial Day. A tradition of honoring our fallen men and women is an institutional mindset of our military. This Memorial Day tradition came about on May 5, 1868, when General John Logan established a day of remembrance for those soldiers who died during the Civil War by placing flowers on the graves of the fallen in both the Union and Confederate armies. After all, the enjoyment we, the American people, have in our days of rest and relaxation is due to the sacrifice of the fallen men and women in our military or law enforcement. Their courage to lay down their lives is exemplified in American values such as God, faith, family, and helper of the defenseless against tyranny. Further, in song, the selflessness of our fallen men and women in uniform is demonstrated in America the Beautiful, and he quotes, "O beautiful, for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self our country loved, and mercy more than life." I'm sorry, it was faded, the print. Ultimately, the selflessness of our fallen men and women, military or law enforcement, have truly given their final measure of devotion, as personified in the movie Flags of Our Fathers, quote, "They gave their tomorrow for our today," end of quote. I'm so thankful for these brave souls. So, during this upcoming Memorial Day weekend, it is this writer's hope that we Americans, between our barbecues and our picnics, will set aside time to remember our fallen heroes with the utmost gratitude. Respectfully yours, a thankful citizen. And we thank you, Dale Chesko from Lighthouse Central Florida, for submitting that to us.
And for those folks that are just tuning in for the first time and say, what is this all about? This is the show that we say is the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community.
Hold on, before you say anything else, I'm sorry. We both, all of us in this.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
And on that note, we're going to break.
Uh-huh.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. We got a lot more coming up. Just beginning. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, M-O-N-S-I-D-O.com, or call 858-281-2185.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
What is your favorite story? I mean, your most favorite story of all time. Now, let me introduce you to your most favorite audio player. Well, it might not be yet, but I'm thinking it soon will be. Introducing MegaVoice. MegaVoice is accessible, engineered with the visually challenged in mind. MegaVoice is easy to use. Tactile buttons are easily navigated. MegaVoice is portable, compact, lightweight, and rugged. Shock-resistant, heat-resistant, and water-resistant. Call us at 1-800-219-1758. That's 1-800-219-1758. Or write us at info@megavoice.com.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K through 12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212, voice, or call 904-201-4527, video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. That's where to call. And by the way, you miss any part of the show, don't forget to go to our web, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the A&D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Lynn,
okie dokie, yep. We're going to welcome our first guest of the evening, and we'd like to say hello and happy Memorial Day weekend to our friend Elizabeth Wilcox. And Elizabeth is the Director of Outreach, the Director of Outreach Program for the Florida School of Deaf and Blind in St. Augustine, Florida. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Welcome, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
How are you?
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, of course. Glad that you're on board
our
with
pleasure.
Us. So you're having a good weekend?
Having a wonderful weekend.
Alrighty.
Pool and burgers and family.
Well, that sounds like our post on Facebook. Grab a burger and a hot dog, we said, and tune in. So
exactly.
So, would you like to tell everybody out there in Radio Land a little bit about the outreach program and the children and the parent-infant program? We would like to share.
I would love to. Hello, okay. Everybody in Radio Land. My name is Elizabeth Wilcox, and I am the Director of Outreach for the Florida School for Deaf and Blind. We have a brand new outreach department, and I'm very excited to share some of the things that we're able to help support families and school districts that have students that are visually impaired, deaf, hard of hearing. If you are looking for assistance with educational programming ideas, please look no far further and give us a call. We also have many distant learning opportunities for families to learn Braille and also orientation mobility classes and more. We have assistive technology distant learning as well. So if you have new devices that you want to learn with your child or with a student that you are working with, we have so many videos and distant learning opportunities for you. Our parent-infant program is a program that we actually have parent advisors through the entire state of Florida. So the Florida School for Deaf and Blind is located in St. Augustine, Florida, where we do have students starting at age 3 all the way to 22. But the parent-infant program, it's amazing because the teacher comes to your home. And it's free of charge for all families that have a baby, brand new, birth to 5 years old, that may have visual impairment.
That's
so it's
amazing.
A wonderful program to get involved in early on.
That is amazing.
Would you repeat that again? I don't think I heard you right.
It's free.
You said you free go to the homes?
Yes, we do. Anywhere in the state of Florida. So
wow.
Just because the Florida School for Deaf and Blind is in St. Augustine, Florida, we have parent advisors that are trained to work with families and babies from birth to age 5, and they come into your home, into the natural environment, and they're able to give ideas and suggestions and help with transition into preschool and into kindergarten, making sure it's a smooth transition, working on low vision services, Braille if needed, tactual awareness, and all of that wonderful stuff. And it's free, and it's a wonderful start to the life of a child that has a visual impairment.
And that's also for the deaf and hard of hearing, right? Or just...
Yes, ma'am, absolutely, yes.
This is Gary, and I got a question for you that I'm sure a lot of listeners out there would wonder, and if you could explain a little bit. I have an understanding, but listeners don't have an idea. They're sitting there listening, you're talking about a 3-year-old blind child. Now, what can you do with a 3-year-old blind, or even younger, starting them out? I know that the do
things with bells and things. If you could elaborate on a little bit of, on how you teach a newly born blind child on how to start to learn how to react to different things being blind.
Well, the first thing we want to do is empower the parents and the family, and also the siblings if there's siblings in the home. And the first thing is that once you're able to accept the diagnosis that you've received, we come in and we're able to just help with the natural things that are happening. Like you're saying, if the baby, we're talking about a 3-year-old, has some light perception, we're going to make sure that we're using optimum lighting, high contrast, black background, shiny toys. If the child is a tactual learner, we're going to make sure that we have Braille and tactual toys and lights and sounds and purposeful movement. That's the biggest thing. We want to make sure that the babies are moving and wanting to explore the environment with the limited vision that they may have, so they're able to go through the developmental milestones of crawling and rolling over and enjoying all the different tastes and foods and textures. And with the parent advisor, through our parent infant program, helps the family feel confident when interacting with their child. Does that help?
Yes, and here's another thing too that a lot of people don't really think about, but you're working with a child that's blind, mm-hmm. but you know what? That child doesn't know it's blind. They don't even know they're blind. What are you doing? There's nothing wrong with me. I'm like you, and they don't know that they can. Their parents can see, but they can't. So you're working with something that, it's amazing when the child doesn't even know.
Exactly. And just to let the parents know that your child is going to be doing the same things, just in a different way.
Absolutely.
And once we're able to work together with them, we see wonderful success and bonding and just the future that is ahead.
So there's
it's a wonderful program.
There's actually a lot of work to work with the parent and the child at the same time to teach them both, because the parent is still reluctant but learning and being, as the child's learning a lot better, then the parent picks up on it too, and they're feeling a lot better.
Elizabeth, after the child is assessed at the doctor, whether it's the hearing doctor or a vision doctor, how long does it take to get into the program, and how long does it take for a parent advisor to come out to the home?
Well, the first process is receiving a diagnosis and then making a referral, which you can look on our website under the Parent Infant Program tab. You go down and there's a referral process. Once we receive the paperwork, we're able to send out one of our parent infant coordinators that meets the family, meets the child, and starts to develop some objectives that we want to work on. And then we make sure that we match a parent advisor that would work perfectly with the family, because typically the parent advisor stays for the length of the 5 years. So that person really becomes part of that family.
5 years, that's amazing.
It is. I am no longer a parent advisor at this time, because I travel so much across the state to share all about how wonderful FSBB is and the things that we're able to offer as outreach support. I had a family that I was able to start working with at age 2 is when the child was diagnosed, and it was a sad but lovely day when he graduated from the program at age 6. So I still am able to talk with the family, give phone calls, emails, cards, just to make sure that everything is okay and the transition to the school was smooth.
This is Michael. I wanted to interrupt just for one moment.
Sure.
I'm questioning right now if our listeners in Florida, we're talking about the listeners in Florida, if they understand what you just heard. What you just heard, if you now equate it to people that you may know, someone has a blind child, a blind baby.
Grandchild.
Think about what we just said on the air. Here's a situation, folks. If you know someone, whether it's your child, your grandchild, or friend of a child, someone who is a baby and they're born blind.
Or hard of hearing.
Listen to what
Elizabeth
is saying right now, that you can get help. Someone come to your house and help you with your child cost is nothing.
For the next few years.
This is amazing.
It really is.
Okay. Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is offering you this assistance. Take advantage of this. Listen to what she's saying. It's only a phone call away to call her. By the way, where's the phone call? Is there a number we have to call in? Is it on our website, Lynn?
Yes.
Okay, so the phone number is on our website. Just look up blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and you'll find the information there. If you'd like to say the phone number now, that'd be fabulous.
Elizabeth?
So it's
yes.
904-827-2455.
And say it again, please. 904 what?
904-827-2455. And that is my direct line. Wow. And I would love to be able to help in any way I can to get the process moving, answer any questions you may have, and be able to send some information that will be able to help families, friends, grandchildren, or a neighbor.
Elizabeth, does the PA come out every day, Monday through Friday? And if so, how many hours? How does that work?
Well, typically, the parent advisor works with the family, and it's not restricted to Monday through Friday. It mm-hmm. actually can happen over the weekend, and it also can happen in the evening time. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very flexible. After the parent advisor and the family talk about the time that works for them, it usually is a one-hour, one-time-a-week service.
Okay.
And also what's really nice is once the goals of the family and the parent advisor established, I've actually been able to go to restaurants if we're working on being able to sit in the high chair while the family's going out to eat. Sometimes that's one of the hardest things for the families. Also, we've gone to playgrounds. We've also went into the daycare centers to, if the child's already in a daycare center, to help train the staff that the child is with throughout the week. So it's a very flexible program. Again, it's for the parents to help empower them to work with their child and feel comfortable to live their life like they would if the child did not have a vision loss. So it's very flexible on time.
And you go, and the parent advisors go all over the state?
Yes, all over the state.
We have to have Elizabeth back. Elizabeth, you got to come back because we have to spread this word, because I know there's people out there and it's going over their heads as far as what service you just offered for free. It's amazing.
It is, and I would love to come
back. Gary, do you have any more questions for Elizabeth?
No, I think I got about everything else I wanted. I got everything out I wanted to get out. But like I say, it's very important to for the parents to get involved with this, because if you're very new at this thing with a newly born blind child stuff, it's so hard. I know a person's went through it and was very distressed, and then they went and got help and changed the whole life. So it's very important for both the child and the parent to learn very early.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth, for coming on and telling us about this offer that Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is offering. It's tremendous.
And you enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, and we will talk to you soon.
Yep. And
yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Elizabeth. You're doing a wonderful, wonderful thing up there at the Florida School for the Deaf and Blind. You really are, really and truly. Yep.
Don't eat too much this weekend.
Give the phone number again, Elizabeth. Yeah, give me your phone number, please.
Yeah, Elizabeth, would you like to say it again?
Yeah.
Sure. If you have any questions about the Florida School for Deaf and Blind, or any questions about blindness or any classes or parent infant program, you can contact me, Elizabeth Wilcox, 904-827-2455.
Thank you very much. By the way, folks, it's on our website too, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's on our website.
Wilcox. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
Okie dokie. So we'll be going to break, and then we come back, and I think it's trivia. And Gary, you have a friend calling in?
Yeah.
All right.
They're going to go to break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Bump, 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 do I love you?
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. #BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, M-O-N-S-I-D-O.com, or call 858-281-2185.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. I'm your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. And don't forget, if you want a cup of coffee, make sure it's White Cane Coffee, the coffee company that we call the Rolls Royce of the coffee industry. And don't forget, they pretty much just hire disabled workers, the blind, and also the autistic. That's who they employ. That's right, blind and autistic employees. And every purchase, part of that money also goes to blind charities. The coffee itself is fabulous. Linda and I have tried it. We love it. Hope you'll try it. White Cane Coffee Company. And don't forget, when you say radio, it's a 10% discount. Don't forget the 10% discount for radio. Right now, it's trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
Yeah.
407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? Okay, that phone's being lit up yet? Phone should be lit up right now.
Chris is nodding yes.
Because this was a big hit.
It was 1962, actually.
What was it?
62.
1962,
year
big hit.
Year before Kennedy, yep.
Yep.
So if I could, Michael, I just want to mention a little bit. I had a guest caller going to call in, but I don't know what happened. He called me at 5:30, said he was going to call in. But I want to tell a little bit of story about him anyhow. His name is Pete Durante. He's actually second cousin of Jimmy Durante. But he's a very good friend of mine. He drives me to my CB meetings every month. He's 94 years old and spry as heck.
He's still driving you at 94?
He's a spry. He's like 65. And I tell you what I wanted to talk to him a little bit about tonight is I am a CB. He's a CB mobile. Navy Mobile Construction Battalions, and he was actually a surveyor. I was a heavy equipment operator. My caller's here?
No, I got your call list. Go ahead.
Okay, so Pete, I wanted to bring up tonight, he of all the CBs, he is in the age of the last 100 original CBs.
Wow.
Wow. That goes back, you know, when John Wayne, the Fighting CBs, yep. The movie.
He all is right, one of let's the go per- right now. Guy, I have to
all right, so
you.
Pete,
hey, who's on the line right now?
Hey, Bub. Yep. On the phone line now. Let's go. We're going to take a trip across the United States.
Uh-oh.
We're going down to West Palm Beach, Florida.
Ooh.
Then we're going over to Ohio.
Uh-oh.
Then we're going to Greensboro, North Carolina.
Greensboro.
And then we're going to Palmyra, New Jersey.
Whoa, all right. We have New Jersey. We know who that is. South Florida.
Ohio.
We have Ohio.
Yep.
And we have North Carolina on the line. So who's first on the
first
line?
First is the one and only Palm Beach.
Palm Beach County.
Nicole.
Oh, she knows it.
She knows it.
Nicole cheated.
Hey, good evening. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Same to you, Nicole.
Happy Memorial Day to you.
Little soldier boy, the Shirelle.
There you go.
You got
there
it. You're the winner of the
night.
There you
go. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts. Yes, sir.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for
calling
in.
Hey, Nicole, hold on one moment, all right? Let me make sure we got all your correct information, which I think we do.
I think you do, too.
All okay. right, but hold on one moment, all
enjoy
right?
Enjoy your ice cream and, sure. and donuts.
All right.
Who's on the line?
Up. Let's go to...
Ohio,
that's uh-huh. right. Ohio, and we have the one and only...
Shirley
from Ohio. Shirley, how you Shirley. Doing, Shirley?
Well, I'm okay, just apparently, a minute too late, I guess.
Yeah, we're calling again.
too late.
And you're not quick at the stick.
Yeah, what can I say?
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Shirley, for calling.
Well, I appreciate it. I wanted to say hello to everybody anyway and wish you all a good holiday tomorrow.
Same to you, Shirley. Thank you, and say hi to Lynn. Thank you.
I certainly will. Thank you very
you're
much,
welcome.
All of you. Take care of yourselves.
All righty.
Who's on the line from North Carolina?
All right, so from North Carolina is the one and only Brandon.
Brandon?
Oh.
Brandon?
Brandon, I believe.
Brandon?
Hello.
Is Brandon the first time caller?
No.
No,
one
okay.
I've called a few times. Yep.
I know. Wait till you get my age, Brandon. You'll understand.
So welcome aboard, Brandon.
No
so,
problem.
He's called before. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Ben.
Hello. Hey, crew. What's going on?
So you did you know it's the Shirelles?
Yes.
You did? Yeah. Okay.
And Brandon, I believe, works at Industries of the Blind.
Hey, Brandon.
Yes, he does.
Can you name another Shirelles big hit? They had so many.
No, I cannot. I won't even try.
Wait, what? Can I help him out?
Yeah.
Didn't they do Baby Love, My Baby Love, I Need You, Oh,
no,
I Need You?
No, but it's close. But they had the Baby It's You, but that's not but, Baby okay. Love.
So you doing anything special,
I tried,
Brandon?
No, just hanging out.
Just hanging out. Hanging out with Blind
and
Beyond.
Yeah, and keep on calling in. Maybe another next one.
We got more tonight. We got more tonight.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Wait,
happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Same to you.
Thank you.
I was going to
Who's in there from New Jersey?
It's Betty.
All right, so give me one second because this phone line is still blowing up.
Well, let's talk to Betty while it's blowing
up. All right, so let's go talk to
Betty.
The one and only, the fabulous, the dynamic diva herself, Miss America herself, the one, the only, Miss Betty Palmyra from Palmyra, New Jersey. I know, right?
She is Palmyra, New Jersey.
She is.
Well, you're right, she is. Palmyra, New Jersey.
Betty!
Hey, Betty!
Hey, Betty!
Hi, Michael and Lynn. How are you?
Hi.
Good.
Say hi to Gary.
Hey. You know, I'm just so glad they have a day like this to celebrate our heroes. You know, the heroes that passed on.
That's right.
And I wanted to tell you, I wrote a note to President Trump to thank him for bringing all those remains of our heroes home from North Korea.
Well, that was nice of you.
That was nice of you, Betty. Very good.
I wonder.
And I got a nice answer back.
You did?
Did? Wow.
What did it say? Yep. Tell us.
What is it?
What did the president say to you? What did it say?
Oh, he was, you know, he agreed with me that it was time to bring them home. So many people had thought they would do it before, and it never happened.
That's something.
Well, that was nice. How
many, Betty? Did it say how many soldiers, how many people that he brought back?
I don't know.
The Korean
I don't
War?
Remember how many, but I was just thankful he brought them home to their families.
That's
you
something.
Know? And I have something else to tell you. I am my town has asked me to be the Grand Marshal of the 4th of July parade.
Well, there you go. Hey, Miss Betty, congratulations.
All right. We have a celebrity in the house.
Yeah, that's right.
And I have a favor to ask of Paul, if he would please take a picture of you and put it on Facebook so we can see it.
The front
floor. At least I can see it and tell everybody about it. And Chris can see it. And Charlotte can see it.
That's right. And she's had a key to the city, too, already, right?
A key to the city.
It'll be nice. It's quite an honor.
Wow.
You
know, I just...
You were in the Navy, right? You were in the Navy.
She was in the Navy.
Yep.
And I was in the Navy.
Yes.
Worked
World
with
War
II. Planes.
Hmm?
Worked with war planes.
With the war planes.
With the war planes.
Yeah.
Yep.
During World War II. Isn't that something?
Betty, did you hear what the person that didn't call in tonight? I was telling a story about the
Navy. Well, hold on. He got an opportunity to talk for himself now.
He's on the line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Betty. We look forward to hearing
all
about.
All right, Betty. We love you.
Take care, Betty.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Right. Take care.
Have a happy
God
holiday.
Bless.
All right. So we have two more callers that are calling in. We got Brenda from Pensacola, Florida.
And
then we got Peter
let's
from...
Let's take Peter.
No, Brenda's first.
Oh,
yeah,
Brenda's
we're
going to
take Brenda first.
Oh, okay.
Let's take Brenda first.
Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you for
Brenda.
Being patient, Brenda. How you doing?
Doing good.
Hi,
what's
Brenda.
Happening, Brenda? What's happening? Tell us what's happening in Pensacola.
Nothing much, if it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot here, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you learn about the show, Brenda?
I listened to it one time, and yeah, I liked it.
You liked it. Well, we're glad you liked it.
It's fun. It's formal, educational, and entertaining. So you need to keep listening to us all the time, every Sunday night, 7 to 9.
Pieces at a time.
Yeah. I wanted to answer the musical question.
Oh, well, somebody got it already.
We'll have another
one. We got another one coming, so stay connected, all right?
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for the next one.
Well, thanks for calling, Brenda.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
Take care. Have a good holiday weekend.
Now we have a caller, Peter.
Thank you.
Peter, you on the line? Pete.
Hello, Pete.
Yeah, hello, Gary. I'm on the line here.
Yeah, it's Pete.
Hi, Peter.
We thought we lost you.
Gary, you introduce him.
Okay, go ahead.
Gary's going to introduce you.
All right, everybody, I want to know, I was just talking a little bit about, and here is the man. This is Mr. Pete Durante, a CB friend of mine, and I just go ahead and Pete, go ahead and tell a little bit of story about you and the Navy Seabees.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'm glad to talk to you, Gary, and all you folks. I was drafted out of high school when I was 19, and I was called to the service of our great country. I went into the Navy, and after training, we shipped out to South Pacific, New Guinea. After a while, we constructed the 7th Fleet headquarters. We built a Navy tank farm, a fuel farm for the Navy, and then we built a receiving hospital in Oro Bay. And I'm very proud of my service, and very grateful that I came back fine, and through my mother's great prayers and my family, I was happy to serve my country, and I'm happy to help out Gary going to the meetings. And you have a wonderful service here with your program. And I just want to sing, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. Well, gentlemen, it was nice talking to you.
Thank you, Pete.
I don't believe he's 94 years old. You're fabulous.
He sounds 65. I told Pete.
I'm going to be 95 next week.
Yeah. Wow.
And listen, I thank God for all the prayers of the family that made me do this. And I'm going for another 10.
That's right. He said 105 he wants to go to.
I want to go to 105, and I want to be helping all my friends in the Navy and everyone I can help, CBs and veterans and my family.
You're terrific,
Peter. And Pete, I was telling them earlier that you are one of the last 100 original CBs. Am I correct?
Yes, I think so, Gary. I want to just continue on without all the records.
Did you meet John Wayne?
I like John Wayne.
Yeah, that's right. You were in that movie. All right, Pete. Well, thank you so much for calling in, buddy.
Thank you, Mike. Gary says what a wonderful man you are doing, and you and your wife.
Well, thank you so Lynn. Much. Appreciate
this is the wife, and that's Michael. Thank you, Peter,
thank you so much.
Peter. It really meant a lot to us for you to call in.
Okay, God bless.
God bless you as well.
God bless you too.
Bye.
And your service, yes.
Amazing.
Very good.
Amazing, I'll tell you.
It's just amazing how some people age.
I mean,
I know
it.
Look at the difference,
old.
Right? Yep. How he's still driving. Yep. And, oh, my gosh.
It's unbelievable.
And he helps you a lot, right, Gary?
Yeah, he does.
He goes to all the meetings.
Yep.
And,
jeez,
yeah. Weren't you in a parade in Sanford also, Gary?
I've been in a lot of parades in Sanford.
Was Peter in the parade?
He's going tomorrow. But I said I've got the show.
In Sanford?
They got to be there and assemble like at 7:30.
On the main street?
And I said, I got to, at the VFW, then it pulled down with the float and the big B. But
you know, it's amazing,
but
Gary.
I said I couldn't make it.
You know what's amazing?
What's that?
Here's a man who's coming 95 years old next week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he sounds like he's still go-getter.
He
the
is.
He talks. It reminds me of talking about even the blind community. You have people that sit there, don't do anything, because they don't wish to do anything. And then you have people who get up and go do something. And that, to me, is life. Whether you're sighted or 20 years old or 95 years old, people sometimes want to get out of the box and go do something.
Did you hear that guy sing God Bless America?
Yeah.
Oh, he just had so much energy.
Yeah, I know it.
Gosh, he's got more energy than I do.
Yeah.
That's just terrific.
But he will be at the ceremony tomorrow in Sanford.
So, Chris, did you hear that? Chris, the parade with the Navy Seabees is in your hometown.
Yeah, it's in Sanford tomorrow. I got two of my neighbors who are in the they're soon to be candidates in the military, but they're
okay, sea cadets or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, you got to look for the big CB. There's a big CB we got on our truck.
Is it gonna have a biscuit with it?
No.
Okay, because I'm hungry right now.
But yeah, the big CB's in there. That CB has been even in the national magazine throughout the whole United States of CB's. A picture of our CB, RB. So it's, yeah. But it's going to be hot down there. I guarantee it. It's going to be cooking. It's
going to be cooking. As long as I'm around, it's always hot because I'm the hottest thing on the block, baby.
If you want to call in and give a
tribute to a relative or a friend.
Or you want to say hello, mm-hmm. or if you want to also give a shout out to someone you know who's in the service or passed away in the service, who's buried in Arlington or passed away in another.
Oh, I forgot one, Michael. I forgot to say the little doc out there in Georgia. He's an ex-Marine, and he always calls in a couple times, and he listens to all the Veterans Day shows and Memorial Day shows.
Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in, which I hope you do. Gary and I would like to talk to you, and Lynn would like to talk to you. Give a call in. Give a shout-out to somebody who you know, who maybe passed away in the service, who's gone. Maybe it's your father. Maybe it's your son. Maybe it's a relative. Call in. I'd like to talk to you.
We forgot one number, too, we haven't put out tonight. If you're out there.
I didn't give out that number because it's not working.
You might be working now.
Well, it's not that it's not working. It's that the station upstate New York changed the number. So our station has nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was that's a courtesy number that's just in the mix there.
Okay.
And they changed
their
number.
That's why I didn't give it
out. So we're waiting for our chief engineer to tell us what to do with that.
I see.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with our home station.
The blind
station.
Man says, I see.
Yeah, you see.
So I see.
You can listen on the show, but if you're using Alexa or Victor Reader, you can listen to the show.
There you go, Michael. You said that lady's name again, and my lady at home's going, huh? What? What?
And I just want to remind everybody.
Before you go there, pardon me.
What?
If you call in Alexa, if you have Alexa, say, Alexa, WOKB 1680. Yep. That's how you get the show.
Or you can pull up one of the other stations.
Or you can call up Alexa and say, Alexa, WFTL
850.
You don't have to say that.
Just WFTL. Yeah. But the WOKB. Now I used to do that, and I'd have trouble.
Because
if I said 1680 after it, it worked every time.
Because there's another station that says WF. It ends with a V, not a B, and it sounds too much. Alexa sounds too close.
Too close.
So if you say WOKB 1680, you'll get it.
It works every time.
So let me tell you, everybody, after we come back from to hour two, one of our first guest callers will be, we're very excited, that Joe Bogart, the executive director of the Blinded Veterans Association, will be calling in.
Yep.
And also our friends and founders of the White Cane Coffee Company will be calling in.
Oh, boy.
So we have a full hour coming up, plus more trivia. Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to remind everybody that don't forget, on Thursday nights, our Facebook page and our website has the upcoming show highlights, so you'll know what to look forward to on Sunday nights.
Our website's blind and, don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
What if they want to get a hold of you, Michael?
Then you have to write Michael.
Just give a shout.
At blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
There you go.
Okay, so I believe we're going to go to break.
We're going to go to break.
Hour.
We're going top of the hour. Don't go away. We got another hour to go.
More trivia.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show.